Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Matt Muffin, community liaison, pastor for Calvary Church, in studio with me today. We're going to be joined here shortly by Chris Franklin with Sagebrush Church. Matt, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Good to be with you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, I was telling you off air that I am so excited about the fact that Sagebrush, Citizen, Calvary, working together, doing some really cool things. And as we're speaking, Chris is sitting down right now. You pastor guys have to be able to multitask, don't you?
There's a lot going on this week, and I'm sure Chris will echo the same thing. You know, we have this one big project that's going to culminate on Saturday, and so, you know, the phone is ringing, and I've got shipping companies calling to say, hey, that load's going to arrive at 8:30 on Friday morning instead of 10 o'clock, so we need to get that unloaded. So, you know, there's just a lot of logistics that are happening.
So 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Cliffs,
yes.
Amusement Park.
Yes.
People that would like to pick up some food.
Yes.
No qualifying. Don't have to sign anything. If you have need, come and get some delicious food. Chris Franklin, welcome to ABQ Connect. I want you to tell us about the logistics and how people can pick up this food.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to come out here and speak to your listeners. So the logistics, it's really quite simple. Show up at 9 o'clock in your car, ready to go. If you've got friends, you can bring them down. You can tell them to come. If it's you that need food, come down. You'll go down the Pan American Freeway, head north from Jefferson, turn right on Osuna into the Cliffs Amusement parking lot there, and just pull in. We'll pop your trunk, put a box of food in, wave at you, smile at you, and send you on your way.
You know, that reminds me, I had somebody tell me this morning, Jim, you're really looking good. And I thought about it for a second. I had a mask on. So if I'm looking good with a mask, that might be something I better do from here, from this point forward, right?
Yeah.
I bring that up as a joke, Chris, because the truth is this is a no-touch deal. We're going to take care of everybody. You don't have to get out of your car. Don't really have to wear a mask because you're in your car.
No touch, social distance. The volunteers will be hand sanitizing, wearing masks. We're doing it COVID safe, kind of adapting to the new way.
That's really neat. Well, of course, want to let everybody know again, Missions Pastor Chris Franklin with Sagebrush Church is in studio with us, along with Community Liaison Matt Moffitt, pastor at Calvary Albuquerque. Matt, tell us how Citizen, Sagebrush, and Calvary and those three churches are working together on this project. And then you got another project coming up.
We do, Jim. The project we're currently on with the providing food for 2,000 families. And let me just, while I'm thinking about it, one of the questions that I've heard from a number of people, can multiple families come in one car and receive food for three families? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, we're sorry, but we can't do it that way. Mm-hmm. That it'll be one car gets one family food. And so they're going to have to bring multiple vehicles. Unfortunately,
right.
That's the only way that we can keep track of who's getting food and be fair in the way we're distributing it. But, you know, it was a few weeks ago, it really wasn't that long ago, Chris, that we began to have a conversation about this. Convoy of Hope had reached out to us and said, hey, we can provide the food. Can you guys put together a distribution plan? And we originally started with one truck thinking we would provide for 500 families. And we thought, wow, that would be amazing if we could do 500 families. And then they said, well, there's a second truck available. And we said, okay, now we're up to 1,000 families. And then we heard, well, there's a third truck available. So they're bringing out three truckloads of food. It'll be arriving into Albuquerque tomorrow. So our work starts tomorrow morning early, and will continue until Saturday night when we pass out the last of the food. So our hope is that we're able to serve 2,000 families. It may go a little further than that. It may not. So get in line. We don't know when people will start lining up, but we'll start serving about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. We're set up to serve 40 cars at a time. So it won't be like you're one car, one car, one car. We're set up with 20 tents that'll be serving on both sides of each tent. So we'll serve 40 vehicles all at the same time. It's a big operation. And we're so blessed that Justin Hayes from the Cliffs Amusement Park has just made his parking lot available. I was just over there, and he's excited that even though he can't open his park and he can't provide the amusement and fun that Cliffs has for three generations, he was telling me it was his grandfather that started that so long ago. I don't know how long it's been here, but I think it was in the 60s that his grandfather.
Matt, I can tell you, we used to go to Uncle Cliff's.
That's it.
Okay. And there was no... There was nothing north of Uncle Cliff's. They were at the end of San Mateo. That was the farthest northern part in Albuquerque. I know that because we used to ride our dirt bikes when I was 15 years old in 1972 all around this area.
Yeah.
And there was nothing here. There was no Calvary. There was no Starbucks up on the freeway in Osuna. There was none of that. It was just dirt.
Yeah.
None of the car dealerships or anything else. So we've really grown up a lot. And again, we want everybody be cognizant of the fact that these folks are giving this parking lot. They're donating their time. I know you guys will do a good job of cleaning up and everything, but my heart goes out to all the businesses that are still shut down.
Man, it's been, and not only the business, so Justin and his family, the owner there and general manager, but think of all those employees who work there for summer jobs that haven't been able to make extra money as they head into their school year, whether they're college students or high school students. You know, and I said, well, once they give you the thumbs up, I asked him today, so once they give you the thumbs up, how long will it take you to gear up? He said, it'll take me 3 weeks to train everybody and get ready, but he hasn't heard anything from the governor's office about when they are going to be able to open. So he's happy to have us there and using his parking lot. And I just want to give a big shout out to Justin for opening that up. We just are blessed to have him as a friend.
And I think we're all just going to be forced to have to go to Cliffs more often once it does open up, right?
There you go.
Chris, I want to ask you about ministry. I'm going to skip way down my list. You're a missions pastor. You are working with missionaries around the world. Obviously, you're working on a cool mission. We're going to find out in a minute out on the Navajo Nation. But I want to ask you about how does God bless people back when they serve him?
Well, when you're doing what God tells you to do, there's no better place to be. So he's not going to reward you. Like it's not this secret potion like, oh man, I'm short on my bills this month. I better go serve so I can get some extra money or something like that. But you're going to leave there feeling like you made a difference, whether that difference was you smiling underneath your mask or waving at somebody or putting cans of tuna in a box. You're going to know you made a difference. And that feels good.
Mm.
Oftentimes we go into these service projects thinking, hey, we're going to go impact people. We're going to go make a difference in somebody's life. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat and talked with people that have come out and been part of different ministries we've done, whether it's a mission trip or a local service project like this, and say, you know what? That just really impacted me. I needed that.
Mm.
And going out there and seeing that I can put a smile on somebody's face, seeing that I can make a difference, that God can use somebody like me, that brightened my day. Amen. And it gives you that little bit of fuel to continue on for a new day. So what's the secret? Keep doing it. So serve everywhere, every day, every chance you can get. And God's going to put that fuel in your tank to keep going on. So it's not necessarily like you get this blessing. We want to stay away from the give to God so that you can get from God, because that's not biblical. But he will use you to advance his kingdom, and that empowers you to keep going. It gives you, at least me, it pumps me up, and it gives me enough juice to get through the next tough obstacle that's going to come.
Well, that's a good segue into how we doing for volunteers for this event.
Great. We are set for volunteers, and I think last week when we were on the show, like Nick said, we're not going to turn anyone away that wants to come out and help. There's plenty of work to do.
What time are you going to start Saturday morning?
We will be there at 6:30 in the morning. Nick keeps saying he's going to be there at 5 in the morning. I will be at home at 5 in the morning.
Praying. We'll be praying for Nick.
I'll be praying and waking up and drinking coffee.
Yeah, amen.
But we'll have people start getting there at 6:30, and then our setup team gets there at 7 to start getting tents set up, tables set up, cones set up to start directing traffic. And just from past experience, there's going to be people there sitting in their car waiting.
Early.
Probably 2, 3 in the morning. And there's no need to. So if you're hearing this and you're like, oh my goodness, I got to get there early, you don't need to. But I think it's a human nature of us that we think we're going to miss out. So we want to get there super early, which for most New Mexicans, early is you leave your house when you're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The land of manana. But people will be there right away. So we'll have opportunities for you to chat with people, you know, sitting there waiting in their cars. The next set of teams get there, the packing and the distribution teams start getting there about 8 o'clock, and then we'll be ready to open the gates and get food into people's trunks at 9 o'clock and go till we're out of food.
So Matt has mentioned that if you want to pick up a box of food, you need to come in your own car or a car. I'm assuming that it would be fine if you know somebody in need that needs a box of food and you don't, you might be able to come up and pick up a box and take it to them.
I just had a guy call from Santa Fe who said, I'm a veteran, man, I'm really struggling, but I am working on Saturday. You know, can I have my neighbor come? And I told him, absolutely. You know, if he's willing to come out and pick up the food, we're willing to put it in the trunk for him. But you were asking about the volunteers, and I think one of the really fun things that we're doing, this has been a fluid development of this whole project as the three churches, Citizen, Sagebrush, and Calvary are working together on it, is where I've got a couple boxes of Love ABQ shirts. Uh-huh. And when we were over at Harvest Church last week, when they were doing their distribution, Convoy of Hope was there, and they said, hey, we got a couple boxes of Convoy shirts. And Nick says, hey, I've got shirts from Citizen. And so we're just going to put as the volunteers, and we had 372 volunteers sign up. So it's been an amazing response. And it's been interesting because we opened up the volunteer sign up a week ago Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
At 1 p.m. to all three churches. And it's almost broke even on a third, a third, a third. So it's, you know, not one church dominating, but we don't want to just have everybody grab a Calvary shirt or everybody grab a Citizen shirt. We're going to tell them, look, if you want to wear a Citizen shirt, grab a Citizen shirt. If you want to wear a Love ABQ or if you want to wear Convoy of Hope, just grab a shirt, put a shirt on. If they came in their own shirts, so be it.
That's the key. Just wear a shirt.
Yeah. Please.
You got to have clothes
please.
On. That's one of the requirements.
Yeah.
Don't matter which one, but a shirt.
Yes.
See, the best part is I've only gotten to know both of you a little bit, but I know you guys have fun. And this is going to be fun. This is just going to be a time of just joy. Driving the parking lot, people are there ready to give you a box of food. There's not going to be any asking. There's not going to be any, you know, qualification, no forms you have to fill out. Nobody knows who you are. You can do it completely anonymously. Be honest with you, I hope people say thank you because you guys are really doing a lot, and I know you're doing it in the energy that the Holy Spirit gives you, and you have a calling, but it's nice for people to say thank you. And you're going to absolutely tell them you're welcome because that's why you're there, and that's why you're serving, and that's why you're blessing them. Hey, we've got a lot more to talk about today. We're going to talk about what's been happening on the Navajo Nation and more specifics about this event. I have Chris Franklin. He is the missions pastor with Sagebrush Church and Calvary Church Community Liaison, Matt Moffitt in studio. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To move people, inspire them to greater things. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Jimmy Johnson, two-time Super Bowl winning head coach, once said, treat a person as he is and he'll remain as he is. Treat a person as if he were where he could be and should be, and he will become what he could and should be. Coach Johnson got it. He understood that it takes great intentionality to move people. In his book, Inside Out Coaching, Joe Ehrman discusses transactional versus transformational leaders. He explains that transactional leaders move people with fear. The rare leader, the great leader, is transformational. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. Transformational leadership sees the possibilities in others, calls others to a higher standard, and raises the bar of expectation by calling people to that place. How would you evaluate your leadership? Is it transactional or transformational?
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when God called Moses to lead Israel's exodus from Egypt, his response was less than enthusiastic. If you'll remember, Moses attempted to resist God's call by reminding God of all the resources he didn't possess. I don't have the reputation. I don't have the credibility. I can't speak eloquently enough. But God wanted Moses to take inventory with a different perspective. It wasn't about what Moses didn't have. It was about God's ability to use what Moses did have. And when we step up to the task, even a simple shepherd's stick becomes the staff of God. So stop trying to remind God of what you don't have. Trust Him today to take what you do have to fulfill His calling on your life.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520. In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and more will make that happen. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or connect online at acchkids.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, we do need to give a shout out to our friend Nick Camacho from Citizen Church. Nick has been a big part of the planning this event. Again, we want to remind our listeners that if you need food or you know someone who needs food, from 9 to 5 o'clock p.m., Cliffs Amusement Park at 4800 Osuna Road. Most of us has been to Cliffs. We already mentioned that. And, again, appreciate Justin Hayes making that parking lot available. 40 people at a time are going to be able to get food. You guys are some logistic planners. Man, strong work.
I'm still just very intrigued by the fact that Cliffs was the furthest thing north in Albuquerque.
It absolutely was. I mean, and there, I can tell you this, Justin. When I went to El Dorado High School, I went there from 1972 to 1976. There was a little trail that went right from the intersection of Wantabo and Montgomery, and it went straight out into the desert. There was nothing north of there. Now, Cliffs was there, but of course, I'm talking Wantabo and Montgomery, but it was dirt from Wantabo and Montgomery all the way down to San Mateo. Nothing
there.
That's
so cool. You don't look a day over 25.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're lying. That's okay. Yeah. But I appreciate that. I didn't even have to pay him to say that.
Hey, let me give a shout out as well to the Aragon family. So they own several of the McDonald's here in town, and they are providing breakfast for all of our volunteers. Oh, they just dropped off 1,000 bottles of water for the volunteers. And then they said, we were in buying the water, and we thought, you know, they need something to eat with the water. And so they bought a bunch of boxes of crackers. And so just Patricia Aragon and her husband, great family, great organization, McDonald's Corporation. And so Saturday morning, we're going to a couple different stores and picking up sandwiches for all the volunteers. And they've just been very generous in doing that. So thank you to Patricia.
You know, while we were off the air just a minute ago for the commercials, there was a news flash that I heard about this really nice place to get an acai bowl. Acai bowl. You heard about that place?
I've heard about that. I've heard it's the hot spot in Albuquerque.
Down on First Street and Central. And what's your connection to that, Chris?
So I happen to know the owner, and she is by far the most beautiful person I've ever met. My lovely wife, Antoinette Franklin, is the owner and founder of Blended Acai, which is, it's healthy food. She's got a passion for getting people feeling right. So nothing against McDonald's. I love McDonald's. But my wife is all about healthy food. So feel nice. Good on the inside, be good on the outside. So you can get acai bowls, poke bowls, smoothies, juice cleanses if you need to flush some stuff, or just amazing healthy food downtown First and Central. Plus the owner's pretty cute.
Jim, you know anything about that healthy eating?
Well, I can tell you this.
What keeps them looking 25?
Yeah,
I'm a binge healthy eater, but I've confessed this before. I have a lady on the show all the time. Her name is Jennifer Bryant. She's got Nourish Nutrition Counseling. And in fact, I just posted something this morning. She has all these great healthy recipes that she makes available free on her website, nourishnutritioncounseling.com. But Jennifer will talk me into something, but then I revert to my chip-aholicism.
Amen. Yes.
Salty.
Come on.
You know, a Lay's potato chip. Oh, you know those old commercials where they talked about you can't just eat one?
Oh, you
well,
can't.
I should continue with I can't eat one
bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jim, one of the things, I've gotten a couple calls today, and I see this on our notes, but we can talk about this for a minute. People are calling and saying, hey, Matt, how can we be involved? Mm-hmm. And, you know, are you going to be open up to receive donations? Can people bring food by? And because of the generosity of Convoy of Hope, we don't need any donations. The best thing that we can ask the listeners to do is just cover us in prayer. Mm. You know, safety, security, just an opportunity to encourage the community. And that's our heart, is that this whole effort is a gift to our community. To just encourage people that have been shut in, maybe they're struggling because they have lost their jobs and lost their income, and things are just really difficult right now. So we're just asking those in the church community, whatever church you go to, just join together in prayer in covering the whole event from tomorrow when we start getting the trucks in until Saturday night. Just keep us in prayer.
I think prayer, obviously, a great thing, but what a great segue into what's going on at the Navajo Nation. Because for some, whether you're in the faith community or not, you can do something. So any of the churches, I know we would gladly be a drop-off point for any of the stuff that, you know, Samaritan's Purse is doing out there at the Navajo Nation, whether it's hygiene items, non-perishable food, soap, cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, toilet paper. I mean, you name it. Anything that you would want to go out and hoard for yourself, the people of the Navajo Nation need that as well. So you can drop that off at any one of our churches. And I know, Calvary, you guys got some people going out weekly to the nation to go deliver that stuff. So I think that's a great opportunity for the community to come together and help our neighbors out in the Navajo Nation.
So we got to make sure, and I'm excited about this. Again, I told you both. When I heard that three churches are working together, that's like finding out that, three five-year-olds started getting along on the playground. I'm just so excited about that. I was really excited about that as a parent. And now I look and I go, thank you, Lord, that we're working together on this, because we need to. The need is just huge. And what you're doing, give people a little bit of background. Samaritan's Purse does a lot of disaster relief all around the country. One of the things that people don't realize is when New York was in the midst of this COVID outbreak, they set up a tent hospital in Central Park. And you may not have heard about this, but they handled thousands of people with very professional doctors and everything. So they not only provide the physical medical supplies and all that, but people volunteer from the medical community to come and man those things. I mean, they're risking their life doing that kind of thing. Yesterday on the program, we had a chance to talk with Landall Benali. He's a pastor of Calvary Tolokai in Gallup, and he's at the epicenter of all of this, delivering almost daily. His job as a pastor is loading up a truck and taking the items you just mentioned, Chris, to various people on the reservation. Now, Gallup is just a small corner, you know, that corner of the state. So primarily the Navajo Nation is in Arizona. People may not know that, but the Native American community has really been decimated because they don't have running water. They don't have heat. They don't have a lot of things. And I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know that till yesterday. I knew that they were decimated and they were being hit hard, but I never realized, you know, we live in America.
Yeah.
If you don't see something, it's almost like you're desensitized to it.
Yeah. It's amazing when you begin to look at some of the need out there that 30% of the households in the Navajo Nation don't have running water. Mm. And you just, my wife and I served in Africa for 10 years, and those are numbers that you see in Africa, but you don't expect to see here. And the need out there is tremendous. And we work with Pastor Landall. We also work through the school Rehoboth there in Gallup, and working with the Samaritan's Purse, who's working out of Rehoboth to get food not just to that region near Gallup, but all across the Navajo Nation. They're sending trucks out loaded with food every day. In fact, Chris and Nick and I are working on a project to send 4 truckloads of food that I've got a team at Sam's Club on the west side. And again, another shout out to a local business who's said, look, buy whatever you need. It may empty our shelves, but we can get more. And so one of the things that they really need out there is Gatorade. You mm-hmm. say, why Gatorade? Mm-hmm. I was talking to Kevin Ruthven, who's a teacher at Rehoboth and kind of heads up the relief effort out there. And he was saying that the day before yesterday, they buried 4 family members from the Navajo Nation. And he said, you know, we just don't see numbers like that. And he said, these families that don't have water, they need to be rehydrated. They're struggling. And when you get dehydrated, you become susceptible more to the COVID virus, right? And so we're sending out pallets of Gatorade. We're sending toilet paper. But I think one of the greatest things that we're sending out there is hospital-grade disinfectant. So 200 gallons of hospital-grade disinfectant is going out there this week. So that they can spray down anything and everything and use it to clean their homes and help to eradicate the virus that's just decimating the whole nation out there.
So Sagebrush Citizen and Calvary have come together to really help underwrite continuing this effort by Samaritan's Purse. And I want to revisit that question I just asked Chris about how people can help, because we're now – you kind of have everything in place for the event Saturday at Cliff's Amusement Park. Going to feed, it's called the Community Drive-Through Family Food Relief Project. You can drive in, get a box of food. But people can drop off things, as Chris mentioned earlier, for this effort out on the Navajo Nation. And I know you can speak for Sagebrush. Matt, you can speak for Calvary. Opportunity for people to drop off hygiene items and other things that might be needed.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll bring a bin to Cliff's, and if you want to bring it to Cliff's, we'll take it from Cliff's and get it out as well. And to continue what Matt was saying, it's the community. So it's Sam's Clubs. It's the McDonald's. It's people want to make a difference, and they want to help. So the beautiful thing is the church is able to provide those opportunities. And like we were talking about when I first came in here, Jim, like, you get that blessing. What if serving somebody or giving back to your fellow human is what introduces you to Jesus Christ? Mm. Oftentimes we think, hey, we need to go serve to have people know Jesus. Man, you don't know Jesus and you want to serve? Come see what it's all about, and maybe that's how you're introduced to a relationship with Jesus. Because there's something in our human nature that wants to help people. So we see people, whether it's on the news or through stories, and hear of them suffering, we're naturally inclined to help them. And then once you're in helping and you can see what the church is actually supposed to be doing, being the hands and feet of Jesus, instead of many of us, I often say the most dangerous thing to Christianity is Christians, because we can be very hypocritical and mean, and people look and go, man, if that's the God you serve, I want nothing to do with it. But when they're there in the trench with their sleeves rolled up next to a bunch of Christians with their sleeves rolled up, they can really see who Jesus is. We're never more like Jesus than when we're serving people.
Amen. Lots more from Chris Franklin and Matt Moffitt. We'll be right back.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
If you're successful right now, things are going well, what I want to tell you is enjoy it, because you're going to have to change soon. In other words, if we don't change and adapt in what we're doing, our success will not last forever, because the world is changing way, way, way too fast. William Pollard said this. He said, "The arrogance of success is to think that what you did yesterday will be sufficient for tomorrow." What was going to happen? We know in our industry, competition is going to emerge. Someone's going to get better, cheaper, faster, more convenient, whatever. New categories, whole categories are going to be born with products and ideas. If we're lucky, we'll just lose ground. If we're unlucky, we could become irrelevant. In other words, it's safe to say that the most successful companies in the future will be doing things that no one is doing today.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Stay-at-home orders, layoffs, and financial hardship has many families experiencing food insecurity for the first time. By uniting, we can mobilize more resources than we could individually. For years, churches like Citizen, Sagebrush, and Calvary have helped anchor the Albuquerque community of faith. And on Saturday, June 20th from 9 to 5 at Cliffs Amusement Park, they're coming together with Convoy of Hope for the Community Drive-Through Family Relief. This event provides 2,000 families with a week of non-perishable food, dairy products, and fresh produce. It's a drive-through event, and families will stay in their cars. Volunteers will load food for the families. Traffic will line up westbound on Osuna and continue towards the northbound frontage road. An area is reserved for walk-ins to receive food as well. Convoy of Hope, Community Drive-Through Family Relief, Saturday, June 20th from 9 to 5 at Cliffs Amusement Park parking lot. Details at calvarynm.church/events.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
The entire book of Philippians is his thank you note. Now, how incredible is it that the dude is in prison and still cranking out his correspondence, still cranking out his thank you notes? And like I said, the entirety of the tone is all about them. It's about how they're doing. It's about him praying for them and caring for them and wanting to support them. We see in this, there's a spirit of gratitude. Now, what's amazing about this is, I told you, Paul's life is one that's supported by joy. But joy is fostered and fueled by gratitude. In fact, there's a connection in 1 Thessalonians 5 where Paul says that it's God's will for us to rejoice always. So it's God's will right now, in this pandemic, in this situation, that you rejoice always.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Chris Franklin and Pastor Matt Moffitt in studio with me today. Loving talking about the projects going on. Want to remind everybody that this Saturday, Cliffs Amusement Park at 4800 Osuna Road Northeast is going to be hosting a community drive-through family food relief event. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. The food is free. You have to drive in the parking lot with your car. You will be given a box of food. I understand that's 4 or 5 days of food. Is that right, Matt?
We're not exactly sure. It depends on the size of the family. We're hoping that we'll see when we get our trucks, but we're hoping that there's some dairy, that there's some produce, and then there's some dry goods as well. So we'll load up the cars. It'll be in a box. We can put it in your back seat. We can put it in the back of the car. But I think how your listeners can help that aren't food insecure is to let someone they know who is about the event, and let them know they can come out. And we're not going to ask for ID. We're not going to pre-qualify people. You don't have to bring your electric bill to show that you live in the community. Just show up.
Just show up.
And we even have an area, because right there on Osuna and San Mateo is a bus stop. And so if you don't have a car, but you can ride the bus down there, get off right in front of Cliffs. We're going to have a walk-up tent available so that those who don't have a car, we don't want to eliminate anybody. We want to serve everybody. And so if you can't get there by car and you can ride a bus, we're going to bag it so that you can take it back with you on the bus.
Yeah, trying to make all kinds of provisions for any circumstance as much as possible.
Exactly.
Chris is with Sagebrush Church. He's involved in missions, administrating and supporting missionaries around the country. This is an interesting mission, Chris. I want you to talk to me about other churches that may be listening to the program. You might be an elder at another church, you might be a pastor, you may just be a layperson that attends a church, and you may say, hey, how can my church help with helping with the Navajo Nation food drive? How can they help with hygiene items? Tell us how that can happen.
I think when you're a leader of a church and you're trying to work through, how do I help? How do I tackle this big need that I'm seeing, whether it's locally, domestically, internationally? There's a tons of needs. So I often go back to, well, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So the best thing I think you can do is pick up the phone and call. So call myself, call Matt, call Nick, and just ask, hey, how can we come alongside what you're doing? Or maybe you know someone. As Nick and Citizens work in schools, I guarantee they started that by just calling up a principal or a teacher. So I think we try to make things too complicated sometimes. Find somebody that's in the area and go with them. Specifically with the Navajo Nation Relief, if churches want to get involved, if individuals want to get involved, churches, you could do maybe a monetary collection and pass some funds on so that Calvary could take those to, you know, the community partners like Sam's Club and go buy some more goods, go buy some more Gatorade, go buy some more canned food and disinfectant and stuff like that and get it out there. Or maybe you want to do a soap drive. How crazy that people need bars of soap, but if your church did just a soap drive, we can get the soap out to the Navajo Nation. They can wash their hands. They can stay healthy. The main things that they'll need moving forward, soap, disinfectant, and anything to rehydrate. One of the number one killers in the world is dehydration and the sicknesses that come from it. So when you have poor water or lack of water like they do out at the Navajo Nation, you're going to run into dehydration. So whether it's Pedialyte, Gatorade, electrolyte tablets, whatever you can get your hands on and you feel like donating, you could set up a donation part at your church or bring it by any of the three of our churches, and we would love to coordinate getting that out there to the Navajo Nation.
And by the way, I don't know if this makes a difference, but if your church wants to get involved, I will put you on the radio. Because I'd love you to appeal to everybody in your church and other churches. Every time we do this, every time we commit, you know, our show's called ABQ Connect. We're trying to connect everybody and get everybody to understand. I think you guys have learned a lot about each other. Because I don't know how long you've known each other, but you're friends and you're getting along and you're sharing ideas about new things and you're already doing two really massive projects. This is a lot. What's left to do here in the next 2 days before the Saturday event, Matt?
Well, even as we're here on the radio, things are coming in and we've got to transfer a load from one semi-truck to another semi-truck because they're sending out the produce and dairy load, which is about 22 pallets of food, but they want that truck back in Missouri. And so we can't keep the truck, but we need to keep it cold. And so somebody from Citizen is donating a 53-foot cold truck.
Wow.
Well, then, you know, things I don't think about, and I'm talking to a friend of mine that's a retired trucker, and he said, Matt, you're going to need a, what do we call that?
A dock plate. See, they don't teach you this stuff in seminary.
No.
Like, you don't get to learn about dock connectors and all this kind of stuff, but... Man, when you do ministry, you do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and
it's
so
fun.
While we're sitting here on the phone, Chris says, hey, we got a dock plate. So we need that when the two semi-trucks back in together. There's that space, and so you can't roll a pallet jack between the two trucks unless you get a dock plate. And so while we were here on the phone, Chris said, hey, somebody just said they've got a dock plate and they'll bring it out tomorrow morning. So we've got we'll be unloading trucks tomorrow. We've got a forklift that's coming. Who's doing our United? No.
Big shout out to United Reynolds. They have been amazing. They're donating a forklift for us to use to get everything off of these semi trucks and ultimately into people's cars and into their bellies at no charge. Great. So guy's name is Tristan. out there at United Rentals. So thank you so much. If you guys need any heavy equipment or light equipment, United Rentals, place to go.
Yeah, just bless these businesses back for donating. And by the way, we always say things like, yeah, they're donating it for free. It's not free to them.
No, it costs them.
Yeah, and so I appreciate that so much. I mean, there's a value, there's time, there's an investment, there's things that these businesses are doing. I mean, again, we bring up Cliffs Amusement Park. They've been closed down at the most important part of their season. So we really do need to be cognizant about, hey, we're going to open up, and we need to go have fun at Cliffs Amusement Park. I want to talk about opening up. I understand Sagebrush is about to get some services going in person.
Yeah, how about that? July 11th and 12th, Sagebrush campuses all across New Mexico will be opening up. We have a branch in Farmington, so we're still kind of waiting on what's going to happen up there, waiting on some governor orders to see what we can do in the northwest part of the state. But all our other campuses in New Mexico will open up. Our Belize campus is already meeting back in person, so they're opened up and going again. But July 11th and 12th, we'll be able to meet in the building again for people that want to or can come to a live service.
Chris, I think we need to take a leadership break to Belize. What do you think?
It's a pretty cool place. What's crazy, though, is you can't go.
Yeah.
Airports are shut down all over the world. So we could swim if you want to swim.
Yeah. Well, I hear all kinds of things going on about, you know, there's resurgence of COVID in various areas. Mexico is one of those places. Of course, you know, we think about things in the United States, but you also want to think about, you know, places in the world. These resort areas and everything else are really hurting. I know that Disney World is doing everything they can do to bring in the NBA and all these other. But, you know, my heart goes out to them. A lot of us have enjoyed going to those big parks and enjoying things around the world, tourist destinations. A lot of tourists like to come to New Mexico. So people, you know, artisans and things in Santa Fe, they're hurting because we don't have the influx of people. So a lot of prayer. If you can sit down and not only cover this event, these gentlemen are going to be working hard to finish the plans and execute everything well on Saturday, Cliffs Amusement Park, 9 to 5 o'clock, PM. Again, you're not going to have any, there's no qualification. There's no drive in with your car. If you'd like to get a box of food, pick it up for somebody in need. If you're in need, pick it up for you and your family. If you've got teenagers, you might consider selling a couple of them because the food won't, I'm just teasing. I can tell you my teenagers, they used to eat some food. They're all grown up now.
You talk about, you know, other people are going to be struggling for maybe years to come. Mm. And that one thing that I firmly believed is that God has given us everything we need to take care of everyone. Yes. So my encouragement would be pray. And then when you see a need, meet that need, no matter how small or how big it may be, whether it's pulling somebody's trash can up for the street, paying their mortgage, buying them some groceries, I don't know. But God will lay it on your heart. So when you see that need, be the person that meets that need. Don't look around and wait for somebody else to do it. God's equipped each and every one of us to be carriers of his good news through our good deeds. Let's show love to others so that they know that we love Jesus and he loves us.
One of my takeaways from the Good Samaritan story that I think we all know, and one morning I was reading through it, and I was reading it in the New Living Translation, and it says that the Good Samaritan, when he came across that man that had been beaten and left for dead, and obviously there was need there, he pulled out his medicine and he bandaged his wounds. And I thought, well, that's strange. Did this guy have medicine with him? Did he have bandages with him? And then I thought about it and I said, you know what, Jim? He did, because he thought about where he was going to be that day. And maybe on a past trip, he had encountered something like this and he wasn't prepared. And so that day he told his wife to pack his fanny pack, because they had fanny packs back then.
Because they were cool then and they're cool now.
They are. Pack my fanny pack, put some bandages, put some medicine in there so that if I see somebody. So when the priest came by, the priest wasn't ready. When the Levite came by, he wasn't ready. when that good Samaritan came by, he saw the need and he was prepared. And so ministry often is just being prepared, you know, praying in the morning and saying, God, help me to be prepared. Help me to see where you're working and to join you in what you're doing. And when we have that attitude, God is going to give you many opportunities to minister. And again, it's the blessing for that person, but it's a greater blessing for us to see that need and be able to meet that need and think, wow, I just joined God in what he's doing.
Matt Moffitt and Chris Franklin in studio. We've got another segment with them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today on the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 1-88-348.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and I grew up in a Reformed Episcopal church where we used kneelers. I learned as a small child what it meant to bend my knee before the Lord. Now, I'm not making a big deal of kneeling in prayer. It's just that I sure wish I could do it now. But being paralyzed in a wheelchair, it's impossible to literally bend my knees and kneel in prayer. And it's why I can't wait for the day when I get my glorified body. One of the first things I want to do before the Lord will be to fall down on grateful, glorified knees. I will once again have the chance to say with Psalm 95, verse 6, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Yes, even though I'll have the chance to dance and run, kneeling before God will be my sacrifice of praise. Heaven is just around the corner, so get ready for it. Today, if you're able, flip to Psalm 95 and kneel before the Lord.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
If you're successful right now, things are going well, what I want to tell you is enjoy it, because you're going to have to change soon. In other words, if we don't change and adapt in what we're doing, our success will not last forever, because the world is changing way, way, way too fast. William Pollard said this. He said, "The arrogance of success is to think that what you did yesterday will be sufficient for tomorrow." What was going to happen? We know in our industry, competition is going to emerge. Someone's going to get better, cheaper, faster, more convenient, whatever. New categories, whole categories are going to be born with products and ideas. If we're lucky, we'll just lose ground. If we're unlucky, we could become irrelevant. In other words, it's safe to say that the most successful companies in the future will be doing things that no one is doing today.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I want to remind everybody that we just launched our new Facebook page, talking with Chris and Matt here off the air during the commercial. If you'd like to go to our new Facebook page, go to facebook.com/ABQ Connect, and you can stay up to date with our guests, topics, feedback from listeners. Like or follow us on facebook.com/ABQ Connect. And I understand we're soon to do some other kinds of social media stuff, but off air, we were just talking, Chris, about how hard it is to get the word out to people. And you know about a lot of other ministries that are working out there.
There's a lot of people doing a lot of good throughout our community. It's not just these three big churches. And if you could see, I'd be doing the quotations that are doing stuff. There's people doing stuff every single week. Rio Grande Food Project does a drive-through food pantry every Monday in conjunction with Roadrunner Food Bank. I'm sorry. Harvest Church, Albuquerque, they do a drive-through food pantry every Saturday in partnership with Convoy of Hope, just like this. They do one trailer. And in fact, this Saturday, instead of doing it here in Albuquerque and duplicating efforts, he's taken the show on the road, and he's heading up to Farmington to partner with some churches up there to go meet a need there. So don't just think that this is going to stop after Saturday and all of a sudden all the food insecurities in Albuquerque are going to be tackled because three big churches came together to meet a need. There'll be a need Sunday, and there'll be a need Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for a foreseeable future until Jesus comes and takes us all home. So go find out who's doing something in your community. The Facebook page for ABQ Connect, the Facebook pages for our churches, for Harvest Church, for Roadrunner Food Bank. I try to give a shout out to the city all the time. 311 is a great resource. I don't think we use that resource enough as a community. Those people that work in that center, they're very connected and they know a lot of stuff. So if you're wondering what to do, call 311. Not a bad idea.
Great idea. Great idea. Matt, as a community liaison, that's kind of a different position. What does that entail?
Doing what I'm doing, you know, is helping to build a bridge from the community of faith out into the community at large. I like to call it convergence. And so taking the community of faith, converging it with the community at large and see what God's going to do. That's kind of how these last two projects have come about, is just finding people to connect with and seeing their heart and finding a way to connect it to the community. Because when we take the community of faith and connect it out into the community at large, we're doing what Jesus wants us to do. He never intended us to be a silo and keep the church within the walls of the church. That's not the church. That's a building where we worship together. That's where we get equipped. But the role of the church is to train and equip people to go out into the community and to do the ministry of the church, which is to share the love of Christ, plant seeds. And, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that creates the harvest, right? We don't. We're just to serve and to serve the community. You know, when Jesus I think it's Matthew 4, calls his first disciples. His first command is, follow me and I'll make you become fishers of men, right? So if you want to know what's important to a person, you listen to what their first command was and you listen to the last command. So first command is from Jesus was, follow me and I'll make you be fishers of men. What's his last command? Go, right?
Go, yeah.
Go into all the world. And so his first command is to be a fisher of men. His last command is to go and tell people about him and to share the love of Christ. So if his first command and his last command is the same thing, I think it's pretty important, Jim.
Pay attention. And I got to give Matt Moffitt just a giant round of applause for connecting all the dots for making this happen. Because I don't know if the three of the East churches would be sitting together doing this if it weren't for Matt picking up phones, calling, and doing all the legwork. I know this guy works like crazy and connecting all these dots so that we can participate and be the big C church. And he's done a fantastic job. Like you said, getting a bunch of 5-year-olds to play together. He's gotten us all playing together. And I think it's the start to something really awesome for Albuquerque. You know, it was that love ABQ mentality that we started the year with, and it's not how we envisioned doing our service projects by any stretch of the imagination. We were talking about going and serving the homeless and trying to figure all that out, and then coronavirus came and kind of rerouted our plans. But man, riding God's roller coaster is sure a blast, and this is where he wanted us to be. And Matt Moffitt is responsible for a lot of that by the actions that he did getting us all together. So great job, Matt.
Thank you, Chris.
And you both have invited other churches to be involved.
I mean, absolutely.
There's all kinds of things, and the Love ABQ project's going to continue.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, and you know, it's interesting, and thank you, by the way, Chris, but not why I do this, is we could do so much more. Mm-hmm. There's 300 plus churches in Albuquerque alone, I think. I don't know what that number is exactly. We've been working with the Palau organization on mobilizing the local churches together. And, you know, that little church that says, what can we do? You can join together and become part of the church of Albuquerque. and we can mobilize our resources. And when we bring our resources together, again, building that bridge from the community of faith to the community at large gives us a whole bunch of opportunities. And who knows what God is going to do and what opportunities God's going to set before us. Because when he gives us a little thing, and maybe in the big scope of things, feeding 2,000 families is a small thing. But if we're faithful with that, God's promise is, I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to give you more to do. And so when he finds faithful people who will respond to what he asks them to do, then he says, I found my man.
Well, and I think we often take what Paul talks about as the body of Christ and look at it within just one church and say, oh, Peggy Sue over there is great at this and Bill's great at that. But it's the church as well. This First Baptist Church over here and Church of Christ over here, they each have different gifts and talents and know different people. So when that comes together, it's the body of Christ in action within a community. So those 300 plus churches each have something extremely unique to bring to the table, that together we could do some really cool stuff.
Amen to that. Chris, you said something earlier in the program about we have been given enough resources to take care of everybody. I want you to restate that for our listeners, because it's really important that we get people to stop being hungry and we get things done together as a church.
Yeah, I firmly believe God has designed this world for Christians to take care of people. I don't think the government was intentionally designed to be the person that takes care of communities, but that God created us to take care of each other. So you've been blessed with something to be a blessing to others, not to build up your own little kingdom of mud, but to turn around and bless somebody else and build up the kingdom of God. So whatever it is that you have, whether it's time, talent, or resources, pray for God to ask him how you should use that to bless somebody else. And then the hard part is do it. Because like he told the rich young ruler, Jesus did, he said, all right, you want to follow me? You want to do this? Go sell everything and give it to the poor. So if you're praying and you're asking him how to use me, be prepared that it's going to cost you something. It's going to be a sacrifice. But I promise that God will be faithful on the end of that sacrifice, and you'll never look back and regret doing that sacrifice.
But you know what's unique about, and I love that terminology with the sacrifice, in my lifetime, when I struggle with something and I think, man, God really wants me to do this, I just don't know if I'm willing to make that sacrifice. But when I finally get to the point where I say, okay, God, you got this. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And then God comes back and says, but it's not going to be a sacrifice. You think it's going to be a sacrifice, but God says, nope, it's not going to be a sacrifice.
Have you seen those memes? And it's a little cartoon Jesus and a little girl. And the little girl's holding on to this ratty, like, stuffed bunny. It's her, like, prized possession. And Jesus' hand is out, like, hand it to me. And behind his back is, like, one of those big old teddy bears you'd win at Uncle Cliff's. And he's like, give me what you have and see what I have for you. And again, I'm not saying we give to God to get from God. But man, God's plan for happiness is so much greater than our plan for our happiness could ever be.
Yeah, you just have to let him work.
Amen.
And you have to get off the couch. I want to make sure our listeners know we've kind of gotten complacent. We've gotten away from working out physically. Some of us have gotten away from working out spiritually. Some of us are not serving. We're just kind of binge watching TV and being.
Or binge watching church.
Yeah. Binge watching church. You're exactly
all about
right.
That.
You know, and I know we're running out of time here. My mom, who was a very godly woman, wrote on every birthday card I ever got, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you, Chris. Thanks, Matt. We'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.